This is Jennifer from the Digital Commonwealth. We're at the Community Media Cafe here in Ayr. I'm here with Jackson, who is, amongst many things, is a guest house owner. He's telling me a little bit about the run-up to the Commonwealth Games and how it's affecting Ayr. Could you tell me a bit more, Jackson?
As soon as the tickets, the first batch of tickets went on sale, that day probably got about half a dozen bookings. The reason for that was that most of the accommodation that's in Glasgow is taken out with the world media. So all the outline bed and breakfasts outside Glasgow are now getting quite a bit of business. And I reckon that the town will be busy over those, I think it's 10 days for the Commonwealth Games. And it's looking good at the moment. And I think a lot of people will be caught out not knowing. A lot of people will try and phone up Glasgow and get accommodation, and there's no way that they will get accommodation unless the organisers have got on their websites to let people know that go within half hour, 40 minutes outside the city. And I think that if you've got a Commonwealth Game ticket, I think you're getting free transport to the event. I'm not sure about that, but I think I heard that in the grapevine.
Thank you, very interesting.